Welcome to your daily devotional, October 4th, Innocent Until Proven Guilty, John chapter 7 and verse 51. Does our law judge a man before it hears him and knows what he is doing? The law of Moses contained many statutes and precepts that were designed to promote the concept that a man is innocent until proven guilty. This concept of innocent until proven guilty is the foundation of the American criminal justice system. Nicodemus spoke these words to his colleagues in the Sanhedrin. The officers correctly recognized that Jesus of Nazareth had done nothing to provide cause for his arrest, but certain Jewish leaders had already decided his guilt. Later, they would get their way by stirring up the mob to cry for the death of the only truly innocent man who ever lived. The mob was in such a frenzy that when Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ?" they all said to him, "Let him be crucified." Matthew chapter 27 and verse 22. There was always a threat of riots in the city of Jerusalem, especially during the Passover feast. So the Roman governor gave in to the will of the mob and ordered the innocent man crucified. First point we shall make is with regard to the judicial concept of innocent until proven guilty. When you hear in the news or some group claims that someone was murdered with racist motive, abuse of power, or cold blood, what is your response? Are you willing to give the accused a fair hearing and assume innocence until proven guilty? Remember that technology, pictures, videos, and recordings can be edited or have omissions that may be done to promote an agenda. Let justice be in a court of law. The courts are open. If you have any other inquiry to make, it shall be determined in the lawful assembly. Acts chapter 19, verses 38 and 39. When we succumb to mob mentality and vigilante justice, we get more lawlessness and chaos. We get Portland. The Lord Jesus Christ is the ultimate example of human injustice. The majority were willing to consent to his death rather than let justice take its course. In the spiritual sense, you must be the judge. Was Jesus telling the truth about his deity, and did his resurrection really happen? Was he innocent or guilty as charged? Read the gospel without bias and make a decision. If he is innocent, then follow him. If you find him guilty as charged, on which charge do you base your findings? Call him a lunatic or a liar at your own peril, or call him Lord. You decide. If he is Lord, God, and Savior, and the just one, then it is incumbent upon you to fall on your knees and serve him all of your days and declare his innocence in his gospel to all.